New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Are you looking for your next true crime podcast? Do you crave stories that have mystery and suspense?
Well, look no further. Introducing Love and Murder, the podcast that dives deep into the world of relationships gone horribly wrong. Every week, I take you on a journey through the dark side of love, where passion turns into obsession, family becomes enemies, and romance turns to murder. So why should you listen to Love and Murder? Because this is not just another true crime podcast. We're your partners in crime, your storytellers, and your weekly dose of suspenseful entertainment. So what are you waiting for? Join the Lamb community, www.murderandlove.com. That's Love and Murder backwards, murderandlove.com. See you soon.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen bedauert.
Frequency. Thank you all for tuning in. This time around, we got the further adventures of one of the best lawyers around, Perry Mason. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out volumes 1, 2, and 3 in the archives. And feel free to reach out through the usual ways. All those links are found in the description. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider following, reviewing, and rating. The higher the rating, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and enjoy these great stories. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
Perry Mason, brought to you by Tides, T-I-D-E. Tide, Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle. Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, dramatized by Irving Vendee. Perry Mason, defender of human rights, champion of all those who seek justice. Whoa, slow down, Franny. That sounds mighty good. But it'd sound even better if you'd say something about Tide and those new sudsing discoveries.
Okay, Ted, listen to this. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known.
Music to my ears, Franny. And so true. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other known product made for washing clothes. You see, Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all its amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens those soap gel colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, towels, curtains whiter than any other washing product known. Sound almost too good to be true? Maybe so, but lady, it is true. No soap, no other suds. no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide. Hovering between life and death on a small white bed in the police hospital. Her lawyer, Perry Mason, is moving quickly to prove her innocent of the murder of Sid San Marino. How? Well, by showing the actual murderer to be Sergeant Bill Barker, who Mason also believes did his best to murder Nora, make his crime appear suicide. What does Mason intend to do? He knows Barker is superstitious, and he intends to make use of this weakness to soften Barker up. And then Mason intends to hold a fake seance with Harriet Fragg, Nora's mother, in charge. And here he hopes to get a complete confession. An unusual way of passing a murderer, isn't it? Well, now, it's about an hour after the close of yesterday's episode, but just about noon, as Mason returns to his office.
No word from Paul Drake yet?
No.
Get hold of his office, Del.
Never mind.
Impatient,
please? Yes, very.
Oh, you know, it's only been a few hours. Maybe it isn't easy to find some nice, damp, moldy-smelling clothes. Here's some nice memos from Jackson. He's dead.
Oh.
Well, they have to be answered.
Well, they don't have to be answered now. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, don't be so disgruntled. You can't be haunting Bill Barker every minute.
Well, I'd like to be. That's the way I'm going to get Nora off.
I know.
And I want to get her off, Della, before she regains consciousness. Well, her mother says I can call her. Oh, funny. Girl gets herself in a jam and... Oh, she's sorry. She suffers, but... Nothing compared with the sorrow and suffering of her parents. Stop it.
But remind me to never philosophize before lunch again, hmm? Paul, let's have a look at Jackson's memo.
Oh. Saved by the bell.
Come in, Paul.
Hello, Perry. Hi, you gorgeous secretary, you.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, boy, did you hand me a job.
You got the clay?
No.
You mean to tell me you...
I got something better. Hey, give me a cigarette, somebody.
I don't have any. Look, I don't want something better, Paul. I want clay. I thought I made it clear that I wanted clay.
The chief is in a bad mood today, Paul. Oh. Here, have one of my cigarettes.
You don't have to tell me he's in a bad mood. Well, it's the fate worse than death, but I'll smoke one of your cigarettes.
Oh, you mean it's the fate better than buying your own.
Thanks. You'll be the happiest little lawyer in the world when you see what I've got for you, Perry.
Mm.
Right here in this leather case.
Yeah.
I'll put it on your desk. You see, the trouble with you, Mr. Mason, is you do things the hard way.
Well, never mind the pitchman speak.
You want the smell of good moldy clay, so what do you ask for?
Clay. Exactly, Miss Street.
So what should I have asked for? Roses?
Oh, we live in a scientific age, Perry. You want to build a bridge, you go to a construction engineer, right?
I don't want to build a bridge.
But you do want the smell of clay.
Mm.
So, to cut a long story short, I'll tell you where you get it. From an odor engineer.
What?
An odor engineer?
Exactly. Nowadays, they can duplicate practically any odor known to man. And a few the doctors. Let me demonstrate. Now, in this test tube, I have...
Mr. Mason, don't crowd me, please. Give me a chance to unscrew the top. Will you stop clowning?
There. There we have it. Now the cap is off. Will you sniff this, Mr. Mason, and tell your lovely secretary, with whom I am madly in love, what you smell?
Dark smells, folks. Car, rope, salt water.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right the first time. And now, Della, I'm going to try you.
Yeah?
No. Don't back away. Just sniff what I have in this tube.
What is it, Paul?
Won't hurt you. Sniff.
Oh, Paul. How can you do this to me?
She recognizes it.
Just before lunchtime, too.
Why, what is it, baby?
Oh, steak.
Steak?
Mmm. Perfectly broiled steak.
The kind I always order and never get a chance to eat.
Okay, Paul. Well, look, we're convinced about your order engineer. He's a great guy. But I still...
Wait. I haven't come up with a flash finish. Give me a chance, will you? Now, ladies and gentlemen of the Perry Mason office, I hold in my hand a third container. Would anyone care
to... Here, let me smell it.
You're spoiling my act. All right, go ahead. Here you are. Moldy enough. Clay enough.
Sniff this, fella.
No, I'll stay with the steak odor. Oh, well. Oh.
No like you, huh?
Definitely not. Shivers, Paul. Oh, that awful smell.
Oh, nothing but a clay smell.
Nothing but... It smells like a fresh tomb.
So you like my odor engineer, huh, Perry?
I'll buy him. How do you think Barker will like it?
I don't know, but I can guess.
Now we have to give Barker's apartment a dose of this.
All done. What? I was so sure of my ground, rather my clay smell, that I'm afraid I broke and entered Sergeant Barker's apartment.
Why, Paul!
Oh, no burglary. No, I left something. On the walls, on the woodwork, in the closets. As a matter of fact, the whole place smells like a nice, fresh grave.
Well, Paul, I take back all the mean things I've been thinking about you.
Oh, thanks. I'd rather have a bonus.
And I'd like to have a periscope over that transom when Barker gets home.
Why, he sounds almost good-natured again, Paul.
Why, I've been good-natured all the time.
Oh.
Just as I've been anxious to get started haunting Barker. Now that the thing is started, what was in that second bottle? That one you smelled, Bella?
Steak smell. Good steak. No hamburger. Why?
Oh, nothing. Only just to show you that my heart is in the right place, if you like. I'll take you out and buy you a lunch to go with that smell.
If I like. Come on, Paul. Let's get started before he changes his mind.
A couple of hours later, on the back stairs in the apartment house on the west side, we hear...
What's that?
Whistling. Just a kid whistling downstairs. You're not nervous, are you, Donna?
Well... Yeah, why not?
What have you to be nervous about?
Oh, as if you didn't know. What do you think Joe Wygert would do to me if he...
If he knew you were a school pigeon tomorrow? She wouldn't do anything, Donnie. Not a thing.
Sergeant Parker,
as long
you...
as you play ball with the right side, Donnie, you've nothing at all to worry about.
Huh.
Until I get my keys.
Oh, I'll be glad to sit down. Oh, my feet. You won't believe it, but I've been trying to save enough money to get a good pair of shoes for almost a year. Almost had enough once. I don't know why I had to get up this afternoon to come over here and report on Joe. You know more about what happens at the Rumble Palace than I do.
Don't talk so much. Go on in.
Why could you use that sleep? I work until 4 in the morning. Sometimes 5. Nothing.
Kind of close
in here. Yeah. Maybe it'll be better when you open the window.
There's an exhaust fan. I'll turn on the exhaust fan.
Yeah, you do that. Hey, could I have a drink?
On the bar, right next to the radio.
It's worse over here.
Over where? Here,
by the bar. This is a bar, isn't it?
Was.
That's what I mean, was. Why do you think the smell should be stronger right next to this bar?
How would I know? I'll open it. Pour us a drink. Here's a glass.
Even the glass smells.
Now it can burn incense. Hold your glass. I'll pour you a drink. For me?
Hey.
Don't say it.
Your hands shake. You're as scared as me.
The smell?
Yeah, smell like that. You know, even with the windows open, even with the fan gone, it's getting worse. You'd think it would clear up with the windows open and the fan going. But I don't guess that kind of smell ever works like other smells.
What kind of smell?
You know it as well as I do.
What kind of smell?
Hey, don't make me say it.
I want to know.
Okay. All right. It's dead smell. The kind of smell there is after people have passed away. You recognize it, too. I can tell by looking in your eyes. You recognize it. Hey. Oh, didn't you think maybe because... it's bad.
No, I don't think it is a thing. You shut up about it.
Barker pretends to be angry. Does his best to work himself into a rage. A rage that will rid him of the sick, superstitious fear that fills his being. Well, Miss Mason, but if you may have read the sergeant correctly, it may be that your first attempt to soften Barker up is working. It also may be that you are in for a surprise. As we shall learn in tomorrow's exciting episode, so won't you join us? You know, miracles do happen, and Tide is the miracle that happens in your dish pan. Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap known. Yes, and Tide cuts grease better than any soap. Just think, you get no scum in the water when you wash your dishes with Tide. No greasy ring round the pan. No cloudy film on dishes and glasses. That's why they rinse and dry sparkling clear, even if you don't wipe them at all. Honestly, the minute you use Tide, you'll know you've found a completely new product. Why, Tide makes a different kind of suds. Richer, faster suds. Suds that are kind to your hands. And, lady, in hard water, Tide is a dream come true. Tide works up oceans of rich, instant suds, even in hardest water. And Tide, well, you really have to see it to believe it. So try Tide in your dish pan today.
Tide is just how Tide gets dishes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets dishes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Harry Mason, a famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, is brought to you by Tide. Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash. Try Tide yourself, and you'll agree you've never used anything like it. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Harry Mason, brought to you by Tide. T-I-D-E, Tide. Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle. Harry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, dramatized by Irving Bendig. Harry Mason, defender of human rights, champion of all those who seek justice. Tide, T-I-D-E. Tide is Procter & Gamble's new wash day miracle.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Hold on now, Franny. There are some pretty wonderful new soaps.
I know it.
And some absolutely sensational new sudsing products.
I know that too, Bob. But I also know that Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them.
Yes, and I know it too, Franny. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. That's because Procter & Gamble's Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film too. Yet, with all this extraordinary cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, pillowcases, and towels whiter than any other washing product known. Keeps them white, too, week after week, never turns them yellow. And all this goes for your whole family wash, too. So when you choose a washing product, remember this. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Chance, so come on out. Come out with your hands behind your head. Do you hear me, Barker? Are you coming out, or do we have to come in after you?
Perry Mason and Homicide Lieutenant Tragg stand on either side of the closed door, behind which, they believe, is the murderer, Bill Barker. According to the tip given Mason by a friend, Barker must be there. And Mason and Tragg are sure that Barker is well-armed and desperate. Well, we're going to come back to Mason and Tragg in just a few moments. But first, in the living room of the Tragg home, Tragg's wife stands beside a radio that is tuned to the police calls. Stands quietly as she hears...
Calling 387-415-12. Proceed to Edmund Street. 387-415-12. Go to Edmund Street. Block all entrances and exits. Barker believed hiding in store building. Barker believed ready to escape by boat from warehouse dock. River Patrol and Harbor Police will cover dock. Lieutenant Tragg already at scene. Take orders from
Harry,
Lieutenant Tragg.
No, I said what?
Repeating. Calling 387-415-12.
Police radio? Yes, Tragg made it himself, so he could tune in on all the calls. He likes to listen to the police calls, as if he doesn't hear enough of them during the day. It's like a motorman taking a ride on a streetcar on his day off. But if Tragg likes it, I... What was you saying about Nora?
Just that she finished all her eggnog, and that she's settled down to take a nap. Rate she's going, she'll be fine, out of bed in a couple of days.
Thank you, Martha.
But I'm afraid I won't be able to say the same for you.
Huh?
Sit down, Harriet.
Well, I...
And let me get you an eggnog.
Oh, no, no, thanks.
You can worry just as well on a full stomach as you can on an empty one.
Well,
I learned that during the war, when I'd be without news of Dick for months at a time. Every time the doorbell would ring or the telephone, I'd worry that... Well, I couldn't go without eating forever, and I couldn't stop worrying. So I learned to worry and eat. Now, may I get you an eggnog?
No, not now, thank you. Your husband was killed, wasn't he?
In 1944. We were married in 42. We really never got a chance to know each other. He went overseas right after our honeymoon. He never came back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I don't mind talking about it. Maybe I sort of like talking about it. It was sweet with Dick. But I never got to know him. Would you think it would be wrong for me to marry again?
After 5 years? I should say not.
Because I may.
Oh, good.
It's funny. Here we are neighbors. Neighbors for how long, is it? 2 years? And we hardly know anything about each other.
Yeah.
But that's what I like about a city.
What?
Your neighbors have to take you at face value in a city. There's no gossip and no... Oh, not that I have anything to hide, of course. I heard your husband's name mentioned over the radio. Does that mean they've located that murderer, Barker?
Yes, they have.
And he's there, Lieutenant Tragg?
Tragg's there. They're sending squad cars to help him, but... Oh, I just hope he'll wait.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Oh.
Stands to reason.
Well, I've got a hot-headed husband, Martha. I know him like a book. Maybe he'll start thinking that if Barker got shot trying to escape... See, my husband's a simple man. He wouldn't like thinking of Barker getting free. Oh, I hope he takes it easy and careful, but...
Gee, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm a cop's wife. I knew what I was getting into.
I suppose by now I ought to be used to it. But this is something you can't get used to.
That's right.
What?
Get out of that chair. Walk. Do something.
Oh.
It's always easier when you're busy, Harry. Shall we go start dinner?
Well, it's
early. I know it's early. And I know that you want to listen to that radio.
Yes, I do.
But let's go back into the kitchen for a while, just the same. And we'll start dinner. I know we'll make a big dinner, a big victory dinner for Lieutenant Trag when he comes home. Come on, Harry. Whatever the news is, you'll hear it soon enough. I know. And in the meanwhile, let's keep busy.
In a dingy third-floor hall in a waterfront tenement. As Perry Mason and Lieutenant Trag stand tensely watching a door, we hear...
He's not coming out, Mason.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Which means there's just one thing to do.
Wait for the squad cars.
Hold on.
Trag.
He's my pigeon. I want a piece of him before the other cops get here. You got the key to the room. Let me have it, Mason.
Look, Trag, you've got a family. You can't
do anything. That inside tried to murder my daughter. Do you think I'll let him get away with it?
Well, how does it help for you to wind up with a hole in your head?
Give me the key. I'm a big boy. Give me the key.
I'll unlock the door if you're so determined.
This isn't yours, Greg.
Oh, no? Let me see if I can work the lock and still keep out of the line of fire. See, I'm no hero. I just assume we'll need reinforcement.
Unlocked?
Yeah.
I'll kick open the door and you stand back. I've got the gun.
Here.
That was a dumb trick, jumping in. If he'd been waiting, you'd have got it.
And you'd have got him.
Which wouldn't have helped you.
I'd have been able to look your wife in the eye. Well, he wasn't here. You see that cigarette butt? It's still smoking.
Went out the fire escape. And you let me look out. No one down below. Couldn't get out if he went down. Closed at both ends. He must have gone up.
Oh.
Two flights up to the roof. Look, Mason. You go back downstairs and tell Della.
If you're dumb enough to go up that fire escape to the roof, I'm going with you.
Well, suit yourself. But I'm going first.
All right, come on, I'll help you.
Get out of there.
Now I know what a clay pigeon feels like.
Nobody's shot at us yet.
I don't think anyone will.
Huh?
I don't think Barker will shoot unless he has to.
I wish I felt that way.
He doesn't want to stand and fight. He wants to run. If he gets to the river before he's cut off, maybe he stands a chance.
We're at the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going over. Come on.
There's no sign of him.
He might be anywhere. A dozen roof entrances. Might be behind any one of them. Or gone. Well, we'd better find out.
Look, Trank, don't push your luck. The squad cars ought to be here any minute.
I want him first, Mason. Don't you understand? I want him first. See, did someone move over there?
Some clothes hanging up on the next roof.
Well, let's have a look.
Well?
Now we'll find out. This horse is his end.
Uh-huh.
The boys will have the place surrounded in a minute. I think he's behind that clothesline. You hear those sirens, Barker? Then you know you haven't got a prayer. The street's full of police, Barker. And the river's full of harbor police. Don't be a sucker. Give up. Yeah, that'll be the boys down below finding out what's up from Della. Barker, don't be a fool. Give up.
Trag, there he is.
Huh?
To the left, behind those chimney pots.
Barker.
He's gonna run.
Don't be a fool, Barker.
Oh, there's your answer.
Throw that gun away, Barker, and put your hands up. The place is alive with cops. Watch it, Mason.
All right.
Have to jump here.
Trag, he's making for the other end.
Yeah, by the warehouse. We'll have him trapped by the warehouse. He's mine, remember. Missed again. He's jittery, scared. He'd never miss twice. Throw down your gun before I start shooting, Barker.
Trag, what is it?
It's my leg. My leg, I can't get him. They'll have him before I get him.
Trag, give me your gun.
You're not a cop.
He might get away. Give me your gun.
The cops handle it. Of all the luck. And I wanted to get him myself. Where is he now?
Behind the shed. Trag, give me your gun.
All right, here. Don't let him get away, Mason. Don't let him get away.
I won't.
And don't be afraid to use that gun. You're my deputy, Mason, so don't worry about using that gun. Just worry about Barker getting away.
So Bill Barker makes his bid for freedom. And Perry Mason takes action to see that a murderer doesn't escape. Join us tomorrow, won't you? So many really good washing products being used, a woman has to be given a mighty good reason before she'll switch to a new one. Well, we think we can give you the best reason in the world for changing to Tide. Listen, Procter & Gamble's Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide leaves clothes free from dirt and more. Tide removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. So try Tide. Watch those suds billow up. Notice how different they look and feel. And see your family wash at its cleanest best. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, is brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash. Try Tide yourself, and you too will agree you've never used anything like it.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
You're listening to another premier old-time radio program and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Carmardella production.
Yes, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, but that's not all. Tide also gets clothes cleaner than any other suds, any other kind of washing product known. In short, you can't buy anything that will wash your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Amazing Tide.
And I'll tell you why. Tide, with its new miracle suds, not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe. Yes, truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And just listen to what Tide does for white sheets, pillowcases, and shirts. In hardest water, Tide gets them dazzling white. Whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide keeps them white, week in, week out. Never turns them yellow. Next wash day, why not try Tide? Of all the washing products known, Tide and only Tide gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
At about 2:15 this afternoon, the heavily ornate carven door of the grand jury room swung open, and a slight, meek-looking man stepped out, removed his eyeglasses, polished them, and then, as if noticing her for the first time, walked over to a lovely, sad-faced young woman who rose from her chair, saying...
Oh, Mr. Jackson, I didn't think you were ever going to come out of that grand jury room.
Well, it's been less than an hour, Mrs. McKean, and you might as well sit down again.
Why? Oh, there's been no...
Decision? Not yet. The grand jury just retired to vote on your indictment.
Oh. There's not much doubt in your mind, is there, Mr. Jackson?
As to your being indicted, I'm afraid not.
Funny, isn't it?
What, Mrs. McKean?
Poor person's mind, the human mind.
Oh.
You can tell me the same thing over and over as Mr. Mason told me over and over. If you're arrested, you'll be indicted for kidnapping your child. If you're arrested, you'll be indicted. And I heard what he said, Mr. Jackson. I believed him. And yet, somehow, I couldn't realize what he meant. It's like we all know we're going to die. And yet, none of us can conceive it's happening to... What happened?
In the grand jury room?
Yes.
Mrs. Wren testified, and Sergeant Barker and B.H. Murtaugh.
Of course.
They introduced a copy of the court order awarding the custody of David Jr. to Mrs. Wren. Mm. It appears Mr. Murtaugh has had himself appointed special prosecutor in your case.
Oh? That's bad, isn't it?
If I have to conduct your defense...
Now, Mr. Jackson, don't you worry.
But I do. It's my nature, I guess. I'm not a trial lawyer. My function's to prepare cases, not try them. Mr. Mason's the trial lawyer. But you'll have to put up with me until Mr. Mason feels the time has come to appear. Now, I think I'd better get back in. I want to be on hand when the grand jury does render a decision. Now, if you are indicted...
When?
Well, and when you are indicted, I shall request that the date of the trial be postponed.
I see.
Now, you won't mind waiting here alone?
Alone?
Oh, you mean the guard. I'm sorry about that guard, Mrs. McKean, but they refuse to parole you into my custody. You'll have to go back to your cell as soon as the grand jury hands down its ruling.
That's all right, Mr. Jackson. You don't write the laws.
And too bad that I don't, too. There are a few I could improve on.
I'm sure.
Well, then you'll excuse me?
Of course. Oh. Clumsy.
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Wren.
Oh. Well, Mary.
Hello, Liz.
Quite interesting grand jury proceedings. And very careless of the police leaving you in this anteroom unattended.
I'd hardly say I was unattended.
Hmm? Oh. Oh, there's a guard outside the door. Well, I'm glad there's some justice left in the world.
If there's any justice left, you...
I hope they won't shilly-shally around too much. I do want to stay and hear their decision, but I shan't stay if they take too long. I have to take my precious nephew for an airing. I do think a child should have his afternoon airing, even in weather like this. As David Jr.'s mother, I hope you approve.
You're very sure of yourself, aren't you, Liz?
And why not? I don't wish to seem unkind, Mary, but one may as well be practical. You and Mr. Mason managed to get away with a great, great deal. But as Mother used to say, this time you've bitten off more than you can chew. I imagine it will choke you. And I'll be there to watch. Did you hear me, Mary? Did you hear me?
I'm not deaf.
Then you know what...
What you are, yes.
I mean...
That you hate me? Hate me as you hated my husband, your brother? Oh, yes. And as I know, you must hate my baby, too.
Well...
We're alone, except for the guard at the door, and he can't hear you. You're free to tell the truth. For once, you can stop being a hypocrite. You hated your brother from the time he was born, and later in life, you hated everything that belonged to him, me, his wife, and now his baby.
I never said I hated my nephew.
You never said. You never said.
The only reason you fought so hard for that child, the only reason you framed me and took him away from me, is so you could control his money.
Well,
this. Maybe you'll be able to carry it off. Maybe in spite of everything Mr. Mason can do, you'll be able to send me to prison for 10 years. Maybe you'll be able to keep my boy away from me forever.
I'll make him hate you. I'll teach
him. Perhaps you will.
I'll make him loathe the sound of your name. The sound of your name and the sound of his father's name.
I think you're mad.
I'll make him cringe and beg me to change his name from David McKean, Jr. to anything else.
I know you're mad.
That's what's in store for your child, Mary McKean.
You must be mad.
Aren't you worried? Aren't you afraid? Aren't you bothered about what I'm going to do to your child? Aren't you going to beg me?
I would if I thought it would do any good, but I know it won't. And so instead, I'm going to say what I started to say. I wouldn't change places with you for anything in this world.
Well...
And you know why? Because you're being eaten up, Liz. Eaten alive with your own hatred. I don't know why I never saw it before. Perhaps because you kept it too well concealed. They may send me to prison, Liz, but no judge or jury could ever sentence me to the torment you're inflicting on yourself right this moment.
Well,
because that's what it is, torment. I can see it in your eyes, in your body. I wonder how you can live with yourself, money or no money, knowing what you are, knowing what you've done.
What I am? I like what I am and what I've done. And when I'm through, you won't like what you see. Because after you're convicted, after you've gone to prison, I expect to mold my precious nephew as I'd like to see him molded. And your ideas and mine aren't quite the same.
Oh, Mr. Jackson.
Has the verdict been brought in?
I suggest you consult with Mr. Murtaugh, Mrs. Wren.
Thank you. I shall. Goodbye, Mary.
Mr. Jackson.
It's what we expected, Mrs. McKean.
An indictment.
Yes.
But at least we'll have time. You secured enough time. Oh, Mr. Jackson, if you'd heard the plans that woman has for my child, you... Mr. Mason has to have time to get...
Yes, that's the unfortunate part, Mrs. McKean. Mr. Murtaugh and the district attorney are in a great hurry to get on. They brought a great deal of pressure to bear. The trial date has been set for next Wednesday.
Oh, next Wednesday?
Yes,
but we...
Now, you mustn't be upset. I'll do the very best I can for you, Mrs. McKean, the very best I can.
Don't be upset, says Mr. Jackson. Don't be upset. Well, how would you feel if you were in Mary's shoes? How would you feel if a woman like Liz Wren had control of your child and apparently there was nothing you could do about it? Think that over. Right now, it's some hours later.
Are you sure you understood Paul correctly, Baggage?
Absolutely, Chief. He said it wasn't possible to get things ready before Wednesday.
It's not very fast work. What's holding things up?
Well, according to Paul, the trucks and the scenery wouldn't be free until Wednesday, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
He knows how vital time is. Guess we'd better get back to our hideout.
Mm.
No good in being picked up before we get a chance to put our plan into action.
Well, if you feel that way about it, the traffic light is red.
Yes. Thanks for telling me.
Paper.
Wednesday.
Paper, mister?
Yeah, I guess so. You got a record?
Yeah, sure.
Here you are, then.
Just a second, I gotta find some change.
All right, skip it.
Oh, thanks. Say, don't I know you?
I doubt it, unless you've lived in Arizona.
No, I've never been out of New York in my life. I guess you look like somebody else, huh?
I guess. The light's changing.
Yeah, I better get out of the street.
Get your paper. Paper.
Well, let that be a lesson. Don't attract attention by handing out big tips.
Yeah.
And hand me the paper. Mary's been indicted.
We expected that.
Oh, but even so. Oh, this picture of her leaving the court with Jackson. Chief, she looks awful.
It couldn't have been a shock. If I know Jackson, he primed her to expect the worst. Trial date set?
I'll have to look.
It's probably at the end of the story.
Wait a minute. It says turn to page 6.
I'll turn to page 6. Oh, Jackson got us enough time.
Oh.
Well?
Chief, it says Wednesday.
What? This Wednesday?
Yes, that's what it says. Wednesday of this week, day after tomorrow. And Murtaugh's been appointed special prosecutor. Chief, they can't do that.
Read it to me.
Despite the pleas of Warren Jackson, who asked for a postponement on grounds of insufficient time to prepare his case, Judge Albert upheld the request of special prosecutor Murtaugh that the trial be opened on Wednesday of this week.
Oh, so that's the way they're going to play it.
It gives us 2 days. Just 2 days.
Well, Jackson will have to start the case, that's all. Maybe he can get a postponement from the trial judge or stall the jury selection.
Do you think so?
Well, I know he'll do his best. Meanwhile, we can't get to work until Wednesday. But when we get started,
Or should you say, if you get started, Mr. Mason. But more of that tomorrow. Say, haven't you often thought dishwashing could use a miracle? Well, the miracle is here. It's Procter & Gamble's Amazing Tide. Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. Yes, and Tide cuts grease better than any soap made. Seems to make it disappear completely. Yes, ma'am, Tide combines everything you've always wanted in a dishwashing product. More suds, faster suds. Suds that are kind to your hands. Suds that look and feel entirely different. Oh, how much pleasanter and easier dishwashing is with Tide. Because Tide forms no scum in the water, leaves no greasy ring round the pan, no cloudy film on dishes and glasses. They rinse and dry sparkling clear, even without wiping. And say, if you have hard water, Tide is a dream come true. Gives oceans of long-lasting suds, even in hardest water. Try Tide today. There's never been anything like it.
You're listening to another premier old-time radio program and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
No soap. What's more, no other suds. No other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Amazing Tide promises you the cleanest wash that ever came out of your washing machine. That's because Tide, with its new miracle suds, not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. And that happens to your whole family wash. Linens, prints, even greasy overalls. Yet with all this cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens those soap-dulled colors. And if you're wondering about your white linens and your husband's shirts, well, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. What's more, Tide keeps them white week after week, never turns them yellow. Sure, there are many, many washing products to choose from, but remember, only by choosing Tide will you get all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line. Now, I'm sure you know that Mason's client, Mary McKean, has been arrested, charged with kidnapping her own child, and that a slow, steady pressure is being exerted on her to turn her against her lawyer. Meanwhile, what about Mason, who at this moment is a fugitive from the police with a price of $500 on his head? Well, right now, inside a small black florist's truck, we hear.
Paul?
Yes, Della?
Is it much farther to Peach's garage?
Oh, not much. Block or so. Why?
Why? Did you ever sit on the floor of a delivery truck? Oh, that's right. Laugh. Go on, laugh. You can laugh sitting there on the driver's seat, sitting on that nice upholstered cushion.
There's a bump in the street. Hang on.
Oh, right.
Never mind, Della.
Never mind?
No, let him have his fun now. You can have yours later.
How?
When he sends in his bill, you can beat him down.
Oh.
That'll hurt him a lot worse than being bounced around in a delivery truck.
Oh, Chief, you're wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I feel better already.
Listen, you fugitives.
Yes, Mr. Detective.
You get just a little bit lippier, and do you know what I'm going to do?
Turn us over to the police.
Well, you're worth $500 cash. Don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it either. We end up in an accident, and I know a certain private detective who loses his license, but permanently.
Oh, don't worry about me. I can drive this truck with my eyes closed.
Well, wait till we get to the garage before you demonstrate, please.
Speaking of the 500 reward that's out for you, Perry.
Yeah?
I imagine Peaches knows about it.
Yeah, so do I.
You know, Peaches likes money as well as the next man.
Well?
Paul, you don't think
that... You'll be taking that chance. Right now, I'm the only one who knows where you two are. But the minute you walk into Peaches' office, he's in on it, too. It's worth thinking over. Because we're almost at his garage.
Well, I don't think there's any choice, Paul. We have to take the chance.
But Perry...
Peaches knows who helped Doc frame Mary. He trucked that scenery back and forth from the theatrical warehouse. Now, Peaches isn't any theatrical trucker. He's no expert at handling scenery. He was picked for a different reason. We all know this matter has to be settled fast. The police are not dopes. They're going to pick me up sooner or later. And, well, as I see it, we just have to take the chance.
Oh, Oh, the seats in the police patrol upholstered, Paul.
All your troubles are over, Della. Here we go into the garage.
Oh, at last. Get around and back and open the door, Chief.
Take it easy, Della.
Take it easy, Chief.
You'll have to for another minute or so, Della.
But now...
Look, Paul wants to make sure that Peaches is alone.
Oh, sorry.
Back in a minute.
Yeah. We don't want to get this far along, unload, and walk right in onto a cop who's trying to sell Peaches a ticket to the policeman's ball.
I know, I'm sorry. I haven't been thinking. I guess I...
Well, you've been uncomfortable, and you're tired, and you're not used to having the police on foil.
Well, just the same,
well,
I
just
could...
the same, you've been a real sport. You know, I wouldn't give a dime for a person who just took it and didn't sound off sometime or other. So you got mad because Paul was sitting on a comfortable driver's seat while you were bouncing around on the floor. It didn't do any harm.
Shh.
Hmm?
Footsteps. Coming this way.
Paul, I guess.
And Peaches?
I guess so.
Do you think he'll play ball with us, Perry?
I hope he will. He'll certainly find out soon enough.
Okay, kids. Come on out.
Oh, thank goodness.
Here, let me help you down, Miss Peaches.
Thanks. It feels so good to stretch.
You ain't changed a bit. You're still as cute as when I saw you last.
Why, Peaches, you're a gentleman.
Yeah?
Well, if you can say that after the beating I've taken in the back of that florist truck.
Say, Miss Street, think I don't know? You know, I remember once when I was a kid, I was helping run alcohol down from Canada. This was during Prohibition.
Didn't you say a squad car has a regular beat in front of your garage?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Drake. I don't think the cops believe I'm a reformed character. Oh, I get what you're talking about. We get a couple of lambsters in here with us, huh? How does it feel to have the cops after you, Mr. Mason?
Well, I can think of more pleasant things.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's go in the office.
All right.
You can't see into the office from the street.
Fine.
We can talk better there without the noise of this machinery business here, you know?
Good idea, Pete.
Did you hear the last broadcast, Mr. Mason?
Well, I don't know.
Offering $500 for you.
Yes, we heard that one.
$500. They never thought I was worth that much. Here's the office. Step right in.
Dollar.
You know, you're hotter than a 2-bit pistol, Mr. Mason.
Yes, I know it.
With that kind of dough being offered for you, you ain't got long.
That's why I'm here, Peaches.
You mean you're going to let me turn you in and collect the dough?
Sorry, Peaches, but no. I want you to help me, because I have to wind up a certain case, but fast.
There'll be a squad car by inside of 10 minutes. You know, I could use that $500, Mr. Mason.
Yes, I don't doubt it.
And besides, it put me in solid with the cops. They just won't believe me when I say I'm reformed.
Peaches.
And then there's this angle. Suppose they find you went in here to talk to me.
Let's quit the kidding, Peaches.
A guy like me don't have a chance to turn an honest score every day. Not for $500.
Look, are you figuring to turn me in?
Well, it's an awful temptation, Mr. Mason.
Well, the squad car will be by in less than 10 minutes, according to you. Are you going to do it?
Well, I'd like to, but you know me, Mr. Mason. You did me a big favor once, and you know I wouldn't rat on a guy who did me a favor. Miss Street, Mr. Drake. Say, they don't know I'm kidding.
Why, of course I did.
Sure.
In a pig's eye, you did. They thought I was serious, Mr. Mason. You're the only one who knew I was kidding. I must be getting a bad reputation.
Well, we've all been under a strain, Peaches.
Well, Miss Street here should have known better.
I'm sorry, Peaches, but
we're
I
in quite a rat race, Peaches.
Well, now, look,
My client is going to be indicted Monday.
Yeah?
Yeah, for a crime of which he's innocent. Just as innocent as you were when the cops arrested you.
So?
So, as you pointed out, I'm going to be picked up sooner or later.
Uh-huh.
Before I'm picked up, if I don't have the McKean case pretty well solved...
Murtaugh's going to nail your hide to the barn door.
Yeah, he'll do worse than that. He'll see to it that I'm disbarred.
Which means that you're going to have to quit being a lawyer.
Which means I have to quit being a lawyer. Well, I don't intend to quit being a lawyer, Peaches. So, you see, I have to move fast.
Well, I can see that all right, Mr. Mason, and, well, okay, I owe you a tab. What do you want me to do?
You know those theatrical backgrounds you hauled to a vacant lot?
Yeah.
Those flats were used to frame my client. They were set up, my client was posed against them after she was doped, and pictures were taken of her. I have to prove those pictures were a frame-up, Peaches. I also have to find a couple of the people who were in on it, or who saw it done. Now, I know that your records show you took those Mack rounds to a vacant lot, Peaches. But I also know that no one could take pictures of that nature in full view without getting into trouble with the police.
So?
Where did you really deliver those Mack rounds, Peaches? And to whom?
Mr. Mason,
yeah?
I want to help you, honest.
Well, then go ahead.
Oh, wait.
Now, look, I want to help you, but I got my reputation to consider. I get called into deals, you know. Now, what happens to my business if word gets around here that this Peaches guy leaks like a sieve? You see, Mr. Mason, I just can't go around naming names and handing out addresses. You wouldn't expect me to...
On the other hand, Peaches...
I don't see any other hand.
On the other hand, if we were to do it again...
Do what again?
Remake those pictures. Not in that vacant lot, but in the building where they were actually taken.
Oh.
A detective, Paul Drake here, could have learned the address of that building.
And that's all you want me to do?
That's all. Except transport the flats. I don't think you'll have to do anything else. Because I'm pretty sure that once we start a remake of the same kind of picture, somebody's going to turn up who'll be mighty curious. That somebody is all I'll need.
I wouldn't have said a word.
You wouldn't have said a word.
But how do I explain you?
Well, you say that I'm the quickie movie producer. You say I'm cashing in on the publicity of the McKean trial, the scandal. It'll hold water, Peaches. It'll hold water.
Yeah, I guess it will.
Then do we do it?
Yeah, Mr. Mason, I don't see why not. When do you want me to pick up those flats and cameras and the rest of them things?
As fast as possible, Peaches. As fast as possible.
Theatrical backgrounds, cameras, and the rest of the things. What in the world does Perry Mason have in mind? Well, whatever it is, of this we may be sure, the time and the space in which he has to move, in which he must prove himself and Mary McKean innocent, is dwindling, 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 until... But won't you join us on Monday?
When I say Tide is different, I mean it's different from any other washing product you can buy. That includes soap, suds discoveries, everything made for washing clothes. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any of them. Because Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film as well. Yet, with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide takes gay prints and checks and actually brightens those soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. Now, of course, you want to know about suds. Well, Tide gives oceans of high, billowy suds, even in hardest water. They're different-looking, different-feeling suds. Different suds from different Tide, the only washing product known that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Thank you again for listening. Please don't forget to follow, review, and rate.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.